95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog, Riggs, intern Steve, the third member of our broadcast team, and welcome back. A new installment of Chit Chat with Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood. There he is right there.
Hey!
Cheer for him.
All right.
Round of applause for you. How you been? How you been, buddy?
I'll take the applause. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, how have things been? We haven't talked to you in a minute. There's been a lot of things happening in Volusia County, and of course, we're always like right on the cusp of something, it seems. And now, hello, trucks, unannounced trucks.
It's the unevent, unpermitted, unsanctioned, unsponsored.
Unsponsored, right. Now, for you and your deputies, this must be a real treat to try to figure out this puzzle piece that has been going on for the last several weeks or longer on social media and trying to figure out when they're coming and what you're going to do about it, right?
Yeah, it has been. And for all of us, everybody on the east side of the county, got a bad taste in their mouth from the last event. So we've all come together and said, okay, what's our strategy here?
Right. So you want
me to reveal the strategy?
Oh, I'm ready. Well, I mean, you don't have to. I didn't know if it was like a playbook, like a quarterback. You might not want to tell everybody the plays you're going to run.
Well, what we did was Chief Jakari Young reached out to this young man who's promoting this event, this unsanctioned event on Facebook, and I got onto their Facebook page.
Oh.
And he allowed me in, and I posted, hey, here's the rules of engagement. This is an unsanctioned, unpermitted event. It's unsponsored by anybody. So if you come here and you think that this is an event where you're just going to run wild in our community, it's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, you might want to read the motor vehicle code. Because if your truck is in any way not street legal, you're going to be ticketed and towed. And in some cases, you may get arrested. So he shared that message. The young man from Mormon shared the message with everybody. Anybody who's going to come here.
Okay.
He doesn't have a large social media footprint, so we don't expect it to have 50,000 trucks. But you get 10,000 trucks, they could create a little bit of havoc. So everybody's on board. The Shores has even opened up their jail, meaning that
really?
if you get arrested on the beach side as opposed to transporting you all the way out to the branch jail out here on 92, you'll be held there, and then they'll run up. The corrections officers will run vans out to the jail, so the officers and deputies will stay in service. They'll just take the person in, drop them off, do their paperwork, and the jail corrections officers will handle it from there. So you could be really looking at, if you come here and you show your ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say ass on the radio.
Definitely.
But
please.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yes, yeah.
You will be looking at, a lot of tickets. Your truck could get impounded, and you can be arrested. So your Saturday and most of your Sunday could be spent sitting in jail trying to get your truck back from all the fines.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's logic, I guess, to you that you would have to put those mandates in place. And it's great, I guess, smart of the organizer to let you put those rules in place so that anybody who is participating in the event at some point in time could have seen them and at least know it in advance, right?
Yeah, if you want to be one of these pop-up promoters on the internet and tell everybody to invade Daytona or come in, I'm having a truck event, and it's unpermitted, it's unsanctioned, it's unsponsored, and we incur costs. The cities and county incurs overtime costs. Maybe it's a couple hundred thousand, maybe it's more. We're going to come after you civilly and try to get a lien on all your properties because you didn't get this approved, and you brought an event into town that cost us a lot of money, cost the taxpayers money. It's no different than if you had permits. If you had a permitted issue and all hell broke loose, we would hold the permit holder responsible and try to recover monies. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's kind of like spitting in the wind.
Right.
We've tried that multiple times in Daytona, because the promoter holds an event. The event goes sideways, and then the promoter declares bankruptcy, and, you're not getting anything back.
Gotcha.
It's on the taxpayer's neck.
And I know Chief Young had spoken out after the last truck event in town and the issues that you guys had. So the path has been set for how to do it right, as you obviously have posted and mentioned here. So hopefully everybody who's hearing it, who's coming in, will just, like you said, come in, spend some money, follow the laws, and get out of town with your truck.
Right. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. So, I mean, you want to come here and you want to go to the beach, you want to go to our restaurants, and you want to go up on the boardwalk and you want to drive around. God love you. Go for it. But, you know, if you think you're going to come here and do burnouts on the beach and, you know, cover the place in trash and, you know, play loud music and fill the back of the bed of your pickup truck with a pool, make it a pool, and swim naked, that's just not going to happen. Although I will tell you, I've never swam in the back of a pickup truck naked before, so it would be kind of a new endeavor to get involved in.
Steve, have you ever tried?
I've done it, but I was not naked.
Fair enough.
I will admit that.
And not in Volusia County, by the way.
Along, yeah. What happens when they're driving along and they hit the brakes and you're in the back pool that was made?
I hope you're not on a floaty or a raft. That seems like a bad idea. Yeah, you make a video at that point. That is Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood. He is coming off the back end of another Biketoberfest, which it seemed from our views that things went fairly well. What's your roundup of that week?
I can tell you, I've been here this is my 16th. Biketoberfest. Biketoberfest has always been my favorite event that we have. It's an older crowd. It's a crowd that has disposable income, and they're here. They're very, very respectful. They're great groups of people. And I was out on US-1 for quite a while on Saturday afternoon, early evening, and the people that were coming across, you know, shaking my deputy's hands, thank you for being here. And then on Sunday morning, I was out on my bike, and I was amazed at the RVs that were leaving some of the campgrounds, towing the motorcycle, towing their bikes on the back.
Right.
So that's indicative of the kind of crowd that you had, and you know, hopefully all the businesses made money, and you had a great group of people. Very arrests were almost zero.
Wow.
But crashes, I think we had 82 crashes countywide, 4 fatalities, and I'm pretty sure there are some people who are in the hospital who aren't doing well.
Yeah.
And may not make it.
Well, I definitely encountered some of those people late night on Friday and Saturday down ISB who thought they'd test the speed limits, and those are the ones who probably end up causing some of the instances that you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's sad. That's sad that, you know, you come down here and have a good time and you end up, and some of the fatals over the years, I mean, you know, we've had people from out of state that are sitting in a red light, and, you know, a local with too much to drink just plows in the back of them and killed them.
Yeah.
I mean, so some of the stuff is just that you see, it's just terrible. Well, but like I said, overall, I would tell you this was probably I give it a 9.9. You know, no such thing in the world is perfect, but everybody that I encountered, whether I was at the Cabbage Patch, whether I was at on US-1, no matter where I was, all the folks were absolutely friendly. They were very respectful of what we were trying to do. Every once in a while, I get a knucklehead in there.
Sure. That's great to hear.